friends. Welcome to our lifestyle podcast, Friends with a Twist. I'm Kenzie. I'm exploring this ethically non-monogamous lifestyle with my husband, Gary.
I'm Madison, and I've been having swinging fun with my husband, Barry, for 10 plus years.
We are best friends, but we also have a twist.
We like finding friends who are sexually confident and free, just like us.
Join us as we discuss and share stories, tips, and husbands.
This podcast will contain sexually explicit material. If you are under 18, we are not the friends for you. Find a new podcast. Hey friends, welcome to episode 45 of Friends with a Twist. I am one of your co-hosts of this podcast, Madison, joined here by my sexy co-host,
Kenzie.
Hey, hey.
I guess that's me. I'm the only other one here talking. So
talking about you. Yeah, episode 45. We're still here doing the damn thing. Here
we are. Can you believe it?
Oh, thank you all for supporting us, listening to this podcast. We love hearing from you guys. We get a lot of messages on our email and our social media. So if you're not already connecting with us, please follow us on X and IG. We are FWAT_podcast. And feel free to email us at friendswithatwist@yahoo.com. Also, check out our website, friendswithatwist.com. And of course, if you like what you hear in this episode and all of our other episodes, please leave us a rating or a review wherever you listen to this podcast. Speaking of reviews, we've been getting some amazing feedback, to like grow our heads super big, but there was this really positive one that we received recently, and I don't know if you want to share it, Kenzie?
Yes.
It was so sweet.
All right. So yes, I am reading this review. So if it sounds like I'm reading, it's because I am. So my partner and I are very new to this lifestyle. One day, about a month ago, he told me, listen to this podcast, and I couldn't be happier. Ladies, you two are so funny, informative, with enviable personalities, but what made me addicted to your podcast is your eloquent speaking and the delivery of your information and stories / experiences. You two are my idols and would love to one day meet you.
Oh my gosh. That's so crazy.
So kind.
Thank you. If you are listening and you know that was from you, we so appreciate that. It's unreal.
It really is.
But it means a whole fuck ton to us. So thank you.
It does. Obviously, we focus on sharing our experiences, mm-hmm. not because we think we have all the answers or because our experiences are so much better than anyone else's, but we just are trying to be true to what we know and what we have experienced rather than trying to talk about things that we don't really know about. We're mm-hmm. just bringing you what we know, really. So it's so meaningful when that resonates with somebody and that can help somebody who, is maybe new in the lifestyle and in their journey. Hearing about the good, the bad that we've been through, what we've learned. Hopefully it helps someone avoid some of the pitfalls along the way.
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay. On that note, we will give you just a quick overview here of what you can expect in this episode. So we, of course, are going to get the party started with our chick chat detailing what's going on in our sexy lives, maybe our vanilla lives too. We have those. Then life in the lifestyle will focus on all the benefits of swinging and being in the lifestyle. If you listened to last episode, we gave you some of the hard truths of being in the lifestyle. So now we're going to flip the script and talk about all the good fun stuff. So, again, trying to keep it balanced, give you the good with the bad. And then what everybody comes for, the going deep segment. This episode will be a sexy foursome story from the one and only Madison. And I don't know what the hell it's about, so I will be on the edge of my seat along with you friends and listeners to see what trouble she got into. Before we get into all that fun, let's take a minute to hear from one of our new partners about how we stay safe in the lifestyle.
Hey there, twisty friends. Let's talk about something important, your sexual health. As swingers, we all enjoy our fair share of sex, including oral sex. But how often do we think about the potential risks that are involved? Cue Shameless Care, the experts in STI testing. With Shameless Care, you get at-home testing kits that arrive in discreet packaging. You get a virtual physician consultation, unlimited questions, and free virtual follow-up care for any positive results, all from the comfort and privacy of your own home. Shameless Care offers the most comprehensive STI testing available, and if you visit their website and use coupon code FWAT, you can receive $30 off of your order. That's right, friends. Just visit shamelesscare.com and use coupon code FWAT for your next purchase. We're certain you won't be disappointed.
All right, Madison, cheers to being safe and fun and twisty. Here's our fireball.
Ooh, that was a good one.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm. Ah. I feel like it has a little extra Christmas spice or something
in
it.
I think so. It's the Christmas spirit you taste. All right.
Mm.
So that brings us to the Chick Chat, where we give you this update about what the hell we've been up to and all the twisty fun we're having.
Yeah.
And today, Madison is going to kick us off. So what are you and Barry up to?
Okay, yes, I'm ready. So Barry and I actually have a few fun things to share, finally, that are lifestyle involved. I feel like it's been a little while. Our vanilla life has kind of taken over, but we've been out for some sexy fun. So actually, a couple weeks ago, we went out with you guys and another couple to our local divey swing club. It was a totally random night. I think it was around the previous holiday weekend. It was spur of the moment. Yeah. I think you texted us like 3 hours before we even met you there, and we made it work. But that was a fun night. It was, we were playing like some random, we were putting in random requests for music,
yes,
dancing to some weird shit. Not really weird, but just not normal lifestyle club music.
Yes.
I thought it was fun.
Yeah. My personal favorite was Kid Rock. So I'm sure everyone at the club really loved us that night.
We were rocking our heads back and forth.
Headbanging. Yeah. I was all over the place. It was great.
It was fucking hilarious.
Gary's like, we guts to go. I was like, yeah.
You guys exited stage left and then we hung out for a bit and you missed all the sexy fun afterwards.
No.
So we ended up actually, I'll share it in a future episode, but we ended up hooking up with another couple that night very randomly. So we had a great time that night, actually. And on the way home, Barry, it was his idea, but we stopped for pizza. It was just a fabulous fucking night.
That's always a win.
It was great. So we had fun dancing, drinking, sex, and pizza. So
man, you can't beat that.
That's my perfect night.
Yeah.
Pretty much. And after that, gosh, maybe a week or so prior to recording this episode, Barry and I linked up with a couple on SLS. They're fairly local to where we live, so we're going back and forth chatting a little bit. They have children, so it's taken us a little bit to like be able to get in touch with them and to actually meet them out. But we had a date night at a local town, and they were super fun. They're young, close in age to us, and guess what? They love to drink too.
Ah!
Yeah, there are people. They like Fireball.
Yay!
So the first place we were at, we had a round of Fireball, and we then actually invited them back to our house. Very, like, no expectation night. The male of the couple, well, I think, no, we didn't tell them about the podcast. I don't even know if they'll ever hear this. Maybe we'll tell them one day. But I think he was more so in the mood to want to play that night. He was super complimentary, like, constantly to Barry and myself. But I don't know. Sometimes on the first date, if I don't really know 100% sure and if we're both not super aggressive, stuff doesn't happen. So nothing happened that night.
Yeah.
But we were definitely very flirty and saying that we wanted things to happen. Mm-hmm. And we were touching each other's boobs and stuff like that. So I don't know. We did something, but we didn't like make out or anything. So
nothing wrong with that. The anticipation is half the fun, you know, like setting the stage for a future meeting.
And like we say, the main thing we love about this, which I think we'll talk about in the next section, is making friends. Yeah. So I'm excited to see what happens in the future with them.
Yay.
And Barry and I recently went to a, what was it called? Cops and Crooks or Cops and Robbers jailbreak themed lifestyle party at Charisma.
What a fun theme. That's pretty unique. Mm-hmm. I don't think I've come across that before. Yay for creativity.
Yeah. It was nice. It was different. Majority of the people at the club actually dressed in theme, which was super nice.
Yeah. That's always makes it more fun.
Yeah. Charisma's a great place. It was a good crowd. They have good music. It's kind of small, but like there's all these like nooks and crannies of playrooms in the back area, game rooms, like legit you can play regular games with people. There's the club area, the lounge area, like it's just a nice place. And every time we go back there, he's expanding and adding more things. So it's cool to see.
Oh, good. So you said it was like cops and robbers, crooks, yes. like kind of theme. So mm-hmm. who of you and Barry, who was the cop, who was the robber? What'd you wear?
Oh, he was a sexy cop.
Ah, yeah, I can see that.
So turned on. no, we actually kept it very simple because it was sort of last minute decision. So I Amazoned some accessories.
Yeah.
So he did a nice normal black button down top and then accessorized with the necklace, little, like badge, yeah. the glasses. He didn't wear the hat, unfortunately. But I think there was something else maybe that went with his costume. And then I just wore a black short sexy dress and had I cut some black winter gloves that I have, so I it looked like the robber gloves, yeah. like my fingertips were sticking out.
Yeah.
I had my purse for that night was a white cloth bag that had a dollar symbol on it, so it looked like I was stealing the cash. That was cute. And so we did take photos of my outfit, not Barry's. I took some photos in one of the playrooms there. So we're going to post that actually on our Buy Me a Coffee page.
Yeah.
Which is link in the show notes. But if you'd love to support us on that page, you can also see some recent photos of our theme attire.
Nice.
Of my theme attire. Sorry.
Yeah. Very nice. Oh, that sounds like a good time.
Yeah. It was a fun night. We love going there. Speaking of clubs, though, I think we've mentioned Paradise Club before. It's another lifestyle mm-hmm. club up north some ways in Pennsylvania. But they're actually closing come mm-hmm. the new year. So I know a lot of people probably used to go there. And if you haven't heard already, obviously you'd figure it out online because you probably wouldn't see them list parties anymore. But
yeah,
we got some more deets about that. So it's kind of a shame when things close. But
yeah,
I'm sure there'll be other better things to come in that area in the future anyway.
Yeah.
And I don't want to take up all the time. So I think I'll wrap it up by saying I had the most insane orgasm of my life the other night. Barry and I were playing.
Just this one little extra.
Just real quick. Like Barry and I were playing downstairs at our house and he was just going to town fingering me, working me up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, I sometimes get a little numb and tingly. Wasn't surprised. But then I lost full function of my face. Like I wasn't having a stroke, but like I sometimes when like that's how your body like lets it out or handles it. Like I was just stuck in the I'm making the face, like the O face. I was looking at Barry like a weirdo, like yeah. I couldn't move my lips. I was like, And then it got so intense. I was just laying there barely moving. Then I started to smile. I probably looked like the fucking Joker. And then I started crying, but happy tears. Like they were coming to my face and I was like beaming at him.
Aww.
So fucking insane. I've never lost control of my motions and body straight up fingering, nothing else.
Wow. All right, Barry.
Very rare for me. I don't know. Fingering doesn't always do it for me. I'm a little...
No,
I'm a princess about that. It has to be perfect.
Well, so Barry found the spot.
Yeah. I don't know what it was, but I just wanted to talk about that because it was fucking insane. And I also felt stupid, but then afterwards, I laughed about it, but it really was an intense, positive feeling, but I've never felt so stupid. God bless Barry. Thank you. So, on that note, what have you and Gary been up to? Oh my God,
not that. Jesus. All right. Let's see. What have we been doing? We went to a Philly Friction party, I don't know, a few weeks ago. Time is fluid. But it was at the Saints and Sinners Northeast Philly location, which we really enjoyed. It was the
Isn't
first time we had been there. Yeah, and it's super nice. I guess it seems like it was... At one point, kind of like an event center. I think people like maybe had weddings and things there. Yeah,
it looks like a banquet style.
Yeah, just, I don't know, for a little bit of context. But yeah, like really cool because you go in and really most of the party is happening on like a downstairs level. And yeah, like a nice large bar. I felt like we never really had to wait very long to be able to get a drink. Obviously, it's BYOB like most of the clubs. But yeah, like a nice sized dance floor. So, like kind of like you just mentioned, like a lot of little nooks and crannies where you could sit and actually converse with people. And yeah, they had games. There was like a shuffleboard table, I guess is what you would call it.
Oh, that's right.
And like a couple other things too, which is just kind of a nice addition because especially if you are whatever, if you're just trying to meet somebody and feel things out, that can be just a nice, you know, rather than standing there
icebreaker.
And fiddling with your whatever, your butthole. I don't know. Don't do that. I don't recommend that on the first meeting. But it was a nice addition because, you know, not all the clubs have that. And definitely I would say that I think we got lucky, or the fact that Philly Friction was essentially hosting this event, they always seem to draw a really good crowd. So kudos to the Philly Friction folks, wherever you are, if you listen. So yeah, it was a really good crowd, which obviously always helps, you know, make whatever the environment is that much better. We saw a few people that we know from the lifestyle. We didn't specifically know they were going to be there that night, but we just kind of like ran into some people. And we also chatted with a couple that we just met there that evening. Really fun, attractive, a little bit younger than us, but newer to the lifestyle. But as we then ran into some of these other people that we knew, we were able to, you know, make some introductions. And I think that helped them maybe feel a little more at ease that, look, there's normal people. And like, I don't know, it just kind of, I think, made everybody feel a little more comfortable. So that was a really fun night. And to the credit of this new couple that we met that night, they actually came up to Gary and I and said hello and introduced themselves, which it is what it is. I feel like that doesn't happen very often.
Yeah.
I think part of it is that Gary is pretty eager and he's usually just like out mixing and mingling. I don't know if people just don't have a chance to come up to us first. But anyway, it happened that way this time. So again, whether you're new or experienced or shy or outgoing, just go say hello to people. And like in this case, again, we were then able to introduce them to some other people. I don't know that anything ever happened, but at least they, you know, there was people to mix and mingle with. So yay for them for saying hello. Let's see what else. We've also just had a chance to kind of meet up with our normal twisty friends here and there. Just, you know, go out for drinks, have dinner, whatever. We had people here. All good, clean, fun there.
Ooh.
Just sliding this in there. Gary and I had an MFM with one of our friends, so that was fun. Maybe you'll hear more about that. I mean, we got a lot to talk about, so I know you're just getting the highlights here today. And then basically, beyond all of that good stuff, we are all just getting ready for certainly the holidays and New Year's Eve in Nashville.
Woo.
So,
giddy up.
So for New Year's Eve in Nashville, we are making some plans. On Friday, we are going to meet up on Broadway, have some drinks, some fireball shots. If anybody wants to join us, you can reach out and we can give you the details on that. Mm-hmm. Likewise, Saturday, we are going to be at the Red Room Club. I don't know if that party is still available or if it's sold out yet, so act quick if you want to check that out. But if you're going to be there, please reach out and let us know. You can send us an email, reach out on either Twitter, X, whatever the fuck it is, or Instagram. We're actually going to get a Telegram group going. So reach out to us, email or social media, and we can get you connected to that if you would like, so that you can get some updates about where we'll be and when and how to find us.
Yeah. Specifics in the group chat. We just can't let everyone know.
My God, I know. Jeez. Then my last thing to mention is, I guess, a public service announcement, and I seem to be on this theme of balancing the good and the bad here. So you have all, if you've listened, you've heard me yammer about Feeld, the app, F-E-E-L-D. I have said that I'm on there and I like it and it's great and we've met some people and like I think I've been sort of positive about it.
Uh-oh.
And now I am just being truthful. We are not sponsored by Feeld. We never have been. It's just something in life that I found that I've used and I've talked about, but trying to keep it balanced. Feeld fucking sucks now. They tried to update the app. It's a fucking shit show.
Oh, great.
I fucking hate it now. I don't know. Like, you can't see how far away people are. So, for example, Gary initiated a conversation, few messages, whatever, everything's fine. And then like, oh, so where are you from? Where do you live? Kind of thing. And like, these people were in Vermont.
What? What's the point of that?
Right. And then like that happened again. People were like, whatever, upstate New York. And so whatever, everyone was cordial and like, hey, good luck on your journey. And that was the end of the conversation.
What a waste of time.
What a pain in the ass, right? and just a host of other things. Like, they've had all these glitches and bugs, and shit was just flat out unavailable. Shit doesn't load. It's slow, blah, blah, blah. So whatever. Again, just trying to be honest, and I've talked about how I enjoyed it before, and now I don't. So I'm just letting you know both sides of the coin. If it gets better, I'll come back and say that. But right now, it kind of fucking sucks. So if you have not ever been on Field, I don't recommend that now is the time to check it out. But I don't know. Stay tuned. If it gets any better, I'll let you know. If it still sucks by the time we record again, I can give you a quick mention just so you're aware. But for what it's worth, I think it fucking sucks now.
Well, I am not going to download it now. I haven't, but now I'm not going to.
Well, thank you. I don't think it's worth it. At least right now, I guess they're still trying to like work out some of their shit, but it's not a good time right now.
We'll give them some grace. We'll see what comes in the new year. Yeah. Holy fuck, we've been busy. So we're going to take a quick break, talk off our drinks, and we'll be back for Life in the Lifestyle.
Hey friends, if you are looking for a good icebreaker, a good get to know you, a good kind of get the party started game, we recommend the Game of Lifestyle. It's a bunch of different cards. You can get different decks, different intensity of questions. The link to the website and the special FWAT discount is available on our website, friendswithatwist.com. So check it out. Order your pack now. You won't regret it. We always play. Gary's always bringing out those cards, but it does help you get to know potential play partners and new friends, break the ice, get the party started. So check it out. Game of Lifestyle.
All right. We're back for Life in the Lifestyle. As mentioned at the start of the episode, we are going to focus on the benefits of swinging. And again, reminder, if you haven't listened already, if you're just jumping to episode 45, previous one, episode 44, we talked about the hard truths of the lifestyle, the not so always positive things that we experience. So this episode, we are focusing on all of the good stuff. Why do we enjoy swinging? Why do we like to do this? What are the real benefits? So before we get into what we think, we did post a poll on X asking other people what they benefited the most from swinging, and we got some pretty cool comments back.
Yeah. So I kind of prefaced that it was a tough question, and I only gave a few options because, you know, obviously everybody could have their own take on this, but I asked, what is your favorite part of being in the lifestyle, however you define that? Because even that, you know, is up for grabs. So anyway, 170 votes, 44% of respondents chose friends as their answer. 26% chose it benefits me and my number one partner. And 30% chose sex is their favorite part. Totally fine. So if you're keeping track, the friend's answer with 44% is the winner, which I guess probably is not surprising because anyone who follows us and or listens probably kind of shares some similar
friends viewpoints
as we do. So I guess that's not super surprising that that's how it panned out. But thank you to those who also took the time to comment. Just one quick shout out here on X. Diddy said, the friends that you don't have to be so vanilla around are the best part. It's nice to be spicy.
Ooh.
Which I enjoyed. And similar comments from the other people. Thank you. I'm just not going to read them all right now. But definitely kind of echoing that sentiment about the friends is the best part of the lifestyle. So thank you all for voting and commenting.
We appreciate you. And we pretty much agree with what you chose in those responses. I feel like we should talk about why we swing, what's so great about it for us personally. And just to get things going, I feel like being in the lifestyle is just a really easy way to make new friends. I don't, maybe as you get older, it's a little bit harder to get out and meet quality people. Mm-hmm. And it's just nice to be able to meet people on a lifestyle website. And then maybe you don't fuck them all the time, but you just legitimately become good friends. So I feel like it's an easier way to just make new friends.
I agree. Yeah. And I think that's, you know, the biggest benefit for Gary and I as well, meeting those like-minded people that you can really be yourself around, kind of the same as the Twitter comment. And just, I think in our experience, maybe speaking for the whole group here, but correct me if I'm wrong, swingers just are generally nice and fun people. Like, yeah, we've met some not awesome people over the years too, but you can just completely be yourself. You don't have to hide that part of who you are. You don't necessarily have to censor the funny jokes that you want to make about different things. Yeah. You can leave your penis magnet on your fridge like we do when our swinger friends come over. You don't have to hide your pineapples. So, yeah, definitely having those like-minded friends is a huge bonus.
Exactly. And not only just locally where you live, but going out of town to different clubs or events or going on those lifestyle vacations that we talk about, like at Desire or Temptation. Typically, it's filled with like attractive people who are looking for the same thing you are, even if that's just having some fucking fun and acting like you're back in college again and just partying it up. I don't know. It's just nice to just escape the shitty world that sometimes we're a part of and just let loose and have fun with other like-minded adults.
Yes. Yeah. And I mean, to that point, think about the people that you and Barry know or the people that Gary and I know or the people that we all know that we would have never met otherwise.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's just like as mind boggling to think about. There's no other reason that we would have come together in our in people's lives without the lifestyle. You know, like some of our out of state friends, I guess, is kind of where I'm thinking, you know, people we've met on vacation, kind of that idea.
Yeah.
Like if not for a Desire or a Temptation trip, like when would you have ever crossed paths with those people?
Exactly.
And become friends. Like, I don't know. It's just kind of whatever. Maybe that's like too deep or philosophical, but it's just funny to think about.
No, it's perfect. I would never have this many friends across the entire United States and outside of, without the lifestyle. Yeah, so going on with why we love it so much, how maybe let's talk about how it specifically really benefits us, maybe physically or emotionally. Like, what are some of the other benefits you get out of it?
Yeah. So one thing that I would mention of a list here of several things, no particular order, I would say for me, it helps me feel young. I don't know how else to say it.
Oh.
I don't think I'm ancient yet.
You're
but
not.
I'm not 20 either. I recognize that. But when I look at my vanilla life, where else would I go to dance? Where else would I be able to wear fun, sexy outfits and shake my ass around and just some of those kinds of things. I feel like that kind of helps keep me feeling young. So I don't know. Maybe I don't know if it's just because of where we live, but seriously, where else can we go and just dance?
It used to be so much more common back in my college days. Like people purposely went out to clubs in short dresses and loved to dance like that. And it's, I don't know, college kids these days are just, no, they're like hipsters and vibing and it's not the same thing anymore. So yeah, you're exactly right. Yeah. I don't know where else we would go to do that stuff.
Yeah.
And not only feeling young, but I feel like it's a good motivation to stay fit at least slightly or at least stay healthy for the most part. I always think of it as, well, I don't know what we're going to end up doing in a week. Like, who's going to see me naked next? Like, I always want to be ready for it. I don't want to let myself go. Not that I think I would anyway, but it the lifestyle really, really motivates me to try to eat well consistently, to get to the gym regularly, because I want to impress those future potential play partners.
Yeah, that might be my favorite line of the night. I don't know who's going to see me naked next.
it's true.
No, I agree completely. Like, you know, those mornings when you don't want to get out of bed and go to the gym or whatever, if it's you're leaving work to go to the gym and thinking, oh, this is stupid. It is. It can be kind of that extra little push to help keep you on track and keep you motivated and being healthy. So, yeah, so that works too. I would also say, I guess maybe, you know, kind of along with that, I have found it to be a nice kind of confidence boost. And again, we've talked about both sides of this coin. Sometimes you go to a party or event or whatever, and you're just feeling fucking good. You like your outfit.
Yeah.
You're having a good hair day. Your makeup looks great. Whatever it is. I don't know what the equivalents are for guys. Your fucking biceps are bulging. I don't know.
Yeah.
But whatever it is for you, you're just fucking feeling good. And then you go to the event, party, club, whatever, and people notice you and people are talking to you and it fucking feels good. Like, let's just be honest about it. So that is a pretty nice fucking benefit. again, not every day's a Super Bowl. You're going to have days when you go to the club and you're not thrilled with your outfit or you feel like your hair's a mess. Mm-hmm. No one else is probably going to notice or pay attention or care. But when you really can hit your stride, that can be a really nice just, yeah, like, fuck it. I look good. I feel good. That's a good feeling. So that's nice and fun too.
And going off of that, because you're in the lifestyle, like it's okay to accept those compliments from other people that are not your partner. So you just boost off of that. Like in the vanilla world, if you go out and someone gives you a compliment, I don't know, it can just be a little awkward. But in this situation, let's fuck. Like, I don't know, like there's so many opportunities. Like it's just easier to be, I think it's easier to be more complimentary because we're in a shared space that, like, that's more accepting. So that definitely helps with the confidence boost. It's not as awkward to highly compliment others.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's different.
No, you're right. But I would also add that being in the lifestyle, I don't know exactly where this falls, but I feel like women are really complimentary to each other in the lifestyle. Support. Yes. Thank you. That's good too. More so than you would have, again, just like out at a vanilla event or bar or whatever it is. But women are really supportive of each other, uplifting, empowering, happy to share whatever, advice, experience. Oh, I've tried this, do that. Like, I've used this, like, whatever it is, products, doctors, vacations, I don't
clothes.
Know, anything. Yeah. So that, I think, is another really cool benefit. It's awesome to see women genuinely supporting each other and, wanting the best for each other might be a little overdramatic, but yeah, it's
basically
just, it's cool to see. So that's an, I would add that in there too, kind of that same vein.
Love that. I agree.
All right, Madison. So let's shift gears a little bit. What is it about the lifestyle that benefits you and Barry, you and your partner, your relationship? So I feel like maybe some of these other things we've focused on, you know, are a little more individualistic, but when we consider why the lifestyle is beneficial to your primary relationship.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that the point of all of this? Like, isn't that what we really want to benefit our primary relationship? If you're playing as a couple scenario, that is. I love the fact that it's like a fun little secret life with Barry.
Yeah.
That we can kind of giggle with each other on the side if we're like in vanilla situations, if we hear certain things or see certain things. Like, it's just nice to have a secret with him that we share together, that we don't necessarily have to tell everybody that we know.
Yeah.
And not only that, I feel like it has 100% helped us advance our own sexual life together. Just new types of play that I'm not sure I would have thought of on my own. Maybe just certain positions with multiple people at one time. Going to new clubs or events that we've literally never heard of before. Being exposed to new toys.
Yeah.
Like, what was it called? The thing you sit on, the girl sits on.
Sibian?
Something like that. Yeah. Like, I learned about that at a club somewhere. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I'm sure I would have found it on Google eventually, but just being exposed to those types of things and then being able to order those things and use them on our own that we wouldn't think of to get on our own. I feel like it's just so much exposure to things that are beyond what our own minds have thought of. Like, we've grown in our own sexual lives just from being in the lifestyle.
Oh,
I have another thing, but how about you share first? I could expand upon for hours probably, but what do you feel like has been the most beneficial for you two?
Yeah. I mean, I certainly agree with the points that you've made and kind of tagging a little bit on that. I would say it's been a fun, sexy adventure for Gary and I. It's something that we do together. I think we almost view it a little bit as a hobby. Mm. Like, I know people call it the lifestyle. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't know how... Whatever, that's a whole other thing. But it's just sort of, like this fun thing that we do together. Mm-hmm. And kind of as I mentioned before, it definitely has taken us to new places and we've met new people that we would have never done those things otherwise. So like that kind of aspect has been great. Maybe not everyone will agree with this, but the fact that being in the lifestyle forces you to communicate and maybe over communicate with your partner, I have kind of seen that as a benefit to our relationship because it does bring you closer when you really need to work through whatever different scenarios or feelings or whatever the case is. I think that has been a benefit to us. I'm a talker anyway, but I feel like I've gotten Gary to open up a little bit too. And yeah, just having to kind of work through things like, what did you like? What did you not like about that experience? And, mm-hmm. you know, working through any kind of like jealousy or insecurity. We've talked about that before on the podcast. So I've seen that as a benefit and how that has strengthened our relationship, like having to have those hard conversations yeah. and kind of work through things.
Yeah. So going off of that, yeah. that was going to be one of my points, that being in the lifestyle, I've learn to better understand my own jealousy in those types of situations and finding ways to make it more of a positive thing, mm-hmm. which seems weird. But like, for example, I try, like when I'm in a situation where maybe I feel jealous or something, mm-hmm. I remind myself of all the times that Barry has allowed me selflessly to like experience, he let me experience these things on my own, or it let me be a part of things that truly just benefit me. Mm-hmm. So I, in turn, have learned to then enjoy, see him fully immerse himself with others. When mm-hmm. in the past that was really hard for me, I'm like, but he's given like so selflessly of like his own feelings to let me try new things. I've now like, I feel jealous, but no, he deserves to experience those things too.
Yeah.
And I'm okay with that now. It just took me a long fucking time to get to that point. Right. But it's so wonderful to get to that level in your relationship where you're being a part of things that you were not necessarily comfortable with before, but you mm-hmm. know it's so beneficial to your partner to experience it yeah. that you want that for them.
Yeah.
So it kind of becomes a positive thing in the end. Yeah. So I love that. That's yeah. been great.
Yes. All right. Well said, Madison. I think we covered all the highlights and, you know, all the different benefits. So taking a takeaway message for this, I think, is certainly, swinging is not for everybody. We don't pretend that it is. I don't think we've ever said that. There will be some ups and downs, some good experiences, and some not so good experiences. But if you keep an open mind, keep open communication with your partner, there is definitely a lot of fun to be had. So proceed with caution, take it all in, enjoy the benefits. Yeah. All right. Quick pause. We are going to hear a message from one of our partners, and then we are back for a sexy, sexy foursome story from Madison.
Ladies and gents, we've all been there. The kissing, the undressing, and then what you expect to rise to the occasion simply doesn't. What was hot and passionate quickly becomes a rescue mission, and everything becomes about trying to get the guy hard. You're using your hands and your mouth to conduct CPR on a mission of sorts that more often than not doesn't always work. Then the next time that man goes to have sex, he's only going to be thinking of one thing. Is it going to work this time? Guys, take control. ED medication is so inexpensive and easy to get nowadays. Just visit shamelesscare.com to discover the variety of options that are available. Shameless Care offers medication at half the price of other providers, giving you the chance to save over $200 a year. No games, no added shipping charges, no more hassle. Plus, with coupon code FWAT, you'll get an extra $30 off. And the extra confidence will be priceless. Again, just visit shamelesscare.com and use coupon code FWAT for $30 off of your next order or subscription.
And we're back. For the grand finale, I can't wait for the fireworks. We've got a sexy story from Miss Madison. I know nothing about it. It's going to be amazing, as always. She is a fabulous storyteller.
I'm out. I can't stall anymore.
I'm so sorry. You're stalling for me because I'm looking at my notes for the story.
I know, they kept disappearing.
And my hand keeps hitting something and they keep going away. And I'm like, fuck, fuck. I can't remember it. We're good. Carry on. Is my intro done? Are you ready for me?
So without further ado, Madison, give us your sexy deets.
I'm ready. All right. I've had a few drinks. Okay, so this sexy foursome story is actually from a couple months ago over the summertime. I've been holding out to share it for no good reason, but I'm ready to share it now. So Barry and I met up with a couple at this halfway point, I'll say, between both of our homes. These are actually vacation friends from Temptation that I spoke about in episode 39, I believe. I called them Cassie and Jerry.
Mm.
They're the couple that we played with on the beach at Temptation in the bed, the cabana bed thing,
and you
whatever
were peeing
it's called.
In the sand?
Yeah, 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 that story. So we redeemed ourselves this time. So we plan to meet up with them at this town. It's a little touristy town, but it's basically halfway between where we both live.
Yeah.
And thankfully, they're not too far away from us, so we can make this happen. But it's a popular town. There's so much going on. So we plan to meet them at a winery, and then we are going to go to a comedy show at the winery. So like we went to the winery down in the outside area, and then we went upstairs inside to this comedy show. It was fun. It was a funny time there. But after that, they're big drinkers. Well, sorry, not to label them, but we're all kind of big drinkers a little bit. Yeah. So we went bar hopping for a bit after all of that. And we definitely felt a little old in the last bar that we were at. But we held our own. We did numerous fireball shots. It was one of those bars where it's super fucking loud. You're telling a story and you have to like yell at the person right next to you and takes like four people deep to get drinks at the bar. So we got seats at the bar, like, and we didn't move.
Right. No, yeah, you don't give that shit up.
we had a great fucking time there. We got a little tipsy.
Good.
And as we were walking back to the car, like, it had been hours since we'd been hanging out and none of us had really openly said, okay, hey, you want to go back and play? Mm-hmm. So I distinctly remember saying to them, hey, you guys are welcome to come back to our hotel room, or you can just go fuck off. We don't care, but you're welcome to come back if you want.
That's quite an invitation.
I'm really good with my words. We all laughed. It wasn't meant to be mean. Like, we all laughed about it.
Yeah, yeah.
But, yep, they came back to our hotel room. We actually had a really nice room. We had a suite where we were staying, so we were very happy to have them back there. And as soon as we went in, the guys sat in the living room area on the couch, watched TV a little bit. Like, we were just having a drink back in our room. So her and I decided to go into the bedroom side of the suite and basically just get things going.
Oh.
It was after midnight at this point.
Before you continue, what does this couple look like? Can you refresh our memories?
No, you have to listen to episode 39.
Okay, fine.
No, fine. I'll give you a brief, very brief summary. She is this petite little blonde with big boobs, outstanding personality. She said she was a pillow princess. She's just a fun, like, girlfriend to have, but best feature just physically, just, well, everything looking at her, but she just has big, like, delicious boobs. So that's lovely to look at. So he's bald, like my height or so, fit. Like, muscular top, like, not a skinny little guy. Like, he's a hefty in a good way guy, strong-looking guy. Yeah. So they very well complement each other. One of those couples that just, they're equally good-looking.
Nice.
To kind of sort of maybe paint the picture for you.
Perfect. Thank you.
So, so her and I had gone into the bedroom to get things going. Now, all day, I was in, like, a sundress for this date. Mm-hmm. She looked like Barbie. She had this tight pink short dress on. She has long blonde hair, so she basically looked like a Barbie doll. So we were still in our clothing from the day. We sat on our bed in the bedroom, and her and I went straight to making out. And then actually pretty quickly, we both just undressed each other down to our panties. Mm. So it was still just her and I. The guys were still on the couch chatting with the TV on. And her and I were just getting
Did they understand
the
what you guys were doing?
I think they did. I think they were just trying to give us some time.
Okay.
To like not feel pressured or anything.
Sure.
So her and I, we were on the bed touching, kissing, and just kind of rubbing our bodies equally at the same time, rubbing up and down.
Yeah.
And as I said when I described her, she has these amazing full tits, and she's just a great kisser. So we definitely took advantage of that for several minutes. And then finally, the fellas decided to join us, and they actually came into the bedroom and just watched her and I go at it for a little bit. Like, they stood, I feel like this is how I always used to play. Like, the guys would stand there and watch, and the girl and I would play. Like, it was that type of scenario. Yeah. But then, thankfully, Barry joined in. I don't remember what toy it was, but he started using a toy on her. And Jerry and I were sitting on the bed right next to them, and him and I started to make out. But him and I were also both touching Cassie up and down, like mm-hmm. all over her body. So at first, it was just a really nice like group connection. Yeah. We were all in one way or another touching each other and doing something like all together. Mm-hmm. So I thought that was a nice way to start.
Yeah.
And then surprisingly, she actually went down on me for a while, which surprised me. Because to be honest, I wasn't really sure she was fully into that sort of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought she'd maybe just like kissing me and that'd be enough. But no, it was great. I fully enjoyed what she did to me. And then I felt like I wanted to reciprocate. Yeah. So, yeah. She's just a fun pussy to eat. Like, let me tell you.
Wow.
She's just...
That's
She's just like nice, clean, smooth, and everything tasted great. Like I didn't have any concerns once I went down there and went to town. So I enjoyed doing that. I hope she enjoyed it too. I never asked. But eventually we all separated in play. So although we were playing with separate partners, we all always stayed on the same bed. Mm-hmm. And honestly, at this point, the night gets a little hazy as far as details go for me, because not only was it, I don't know, probably 2 a.m. at this point.
Sure.
There was lots of alcohol also involved and lots of pleasure sensations. And when you get lost and feeling good, you kind of black out on the details. Right. So
you can't necessarily give a play-by-play. We get
it.
Yeah. That's
fair. I'm going to summarize what I remember.
Nice.
And I can guarantee that she and I definitely shared both cocks with our mouths at the same time.
Oh.
Now, not both cocks, like, two, like, pointed together at the same time. Okay. Like, we did one at a time. So, first, her and I went down on Barry, sucked his cock for a while, and then we switched over and we went down on Jerry and sucked his cock for a while. So, right. I love doing that. I love sharing cocks with another woman with my mouth. It's just fun. One of my favorite things to do. So,
these are a few of my favorite things.
Yeah, exactly. Then, after all that, I remember I got to enjoy Jerry going down on me. So, he went to town on my pussy with his mouth, obviously, for a while. And all I really remember from the other side of the bed was that I could hear her absolutely loving whatever Barry was doing to her.
Oh.
She was enjoying something.
Maybe it was those orgasmic fingers.
Maybe. Maybe that's where he practiced. It sounded like I just heard her doing those pleasurable moans, like, a lot. So I knew she was happy. So I had no concerns. Right, so I just kind of zeroed in on what was going on with me.
Sure.
Actually, it was a lot of soft swap play for a while. We just stayed in that realm for a while with different partners. It was just a lot of oral back and forth. Mm-hmm. Eventually, probably, oh my gosh, half hour, 45 minutes in, the guys eventually got condoms out and we got to fucking. So I remember I bent over one edge of the bed and was being fucked from behind by Jerry. Barry and Cassie were in, oh my God, numerous positions on the other side of the bed. Several different positions. But like I said, I was just trying to focus on the own play that I was a part of at that point. And we all went to town for a while. But then we stopped. The guys took their condoms off. And then we did more oral play, which isn't always the norm.
Yeah.
Like, props to these fellas. Like, they went all night. Like, they could just withstand it all. So, thank you, guys. But we did more oral play, and then we got straight back to fucking with opposite partners again. Mm-hmm. It was like a buffet of sexual pleasure. I was satisfied. I was so wet. I remember, like, rolling over onto Jerry's leg, and, like, I'm straddling his leg, and I'm like, oh, my God. Like, I am just wet on this man's thigh right now. Like, why am I just – I don't know. Like, there was just so many things that I was just so turned on in the moment. I don't think I dried up for a second. So it was just – it was everywhere. Everything was wet. So I then, once I was satisfied, I had orgasmed I don't know how many times. I excused myself. I went to the bathroom just to clean up a little bit, get some fucking water. And the guys finished some more time with just her. So just Cassie and the guys were back there finishing up their play. Like, she lasted for a fucking long time too. And they just went at it. And then we all basically wrapped up this fun around 4 a.m.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Troopers. Holy shit. Why do we do this? Why do we always do this? I don't know. But it, honestly, it was just a fun, sexy night overall. One of those where you're attracted to the other couple. You've had a fun time before. You know what potential is there. Mm-hmm. And then we just exceeded our previous play.
Yeah.
So it was amazing. No one peed on the ground or in the sand this time. Everyone got fucked and loved it. And I can't thank them enough for another good time.
Oh, that's awesome. And I feel like a lot of times that second round or like that second interaction is sometimes even better than the first because, yeah, like you have that connection. And like you said, you had already had a fun kind of day and evening with them. And I feel like that's just another kind of level or layer to make all the play that much more enjoyable.
And more comfortable with each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. All right. Thank you, Madison, for that super sexy story. I loved all those details and hearing about your wetness. So on that note, on that slippery note, we're going to wrap up episode 45, friends. Thank you so much for joining us. Again, we want to hear from you. Please connect with us on X or Instagram at @FWAT_podcast. You can email us at friendswithatwist@yahoo.com. And again, reach out through any of those means if you're going to be in Nashville that last weekend in December. We can give you some more information about how to connect and maybe we can meet up. We always love to meet listeners, have a fireball shot, but not too many. Ooh. We're going to have to manage that somehow.
No limit.
Oh, okay. Never mind. Okay. Yeah. Until next time, friends, get out there and find your twist.
Oh, yeah.